that go down to the water. So he brought down the people under the water, and the Lord said unto Gideon, everyone that lappeth up the water with his tongue as a dog lappeth, him shalt thou set by himself. Likewise, everyone that boweth down upon his knees to drink, and the number of them that lap, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300 men, but all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water. Now, this is a tremendous statement that we have here. 300 lap water like a dog. These were dedicated men. You see, when they walked into the water, why, they just took their hands and pushed it up to their mouths and kept moving, and they said, let's get to the Midianites. Let's win the victory. God will deliver us. And then there were quite a crowd there, you see, 10,000 that went in, only 300 of them, lapped water like a dog. The 9,700, they got down on all fours. They took a drink and they said, oh my, isn't this terrible to have to go to war like this? And do you know what you have here? The finest lesson in what is God's election and man's free will. Now, God chose 300 men. But how did he choose 300 men? By letting man use his free will. And had you gone down there, and you'd been there, and you would have said to one of those 300, say, did you know God has elected you? He said, I don't know what you're talking about, but we're sure going to go after these Midianites. That's the thing. You know, you can stand and argue election and free will all you want to. It works, but you can't make it work by sitting down and arguing. It works out in life, friends. God had chosen 300 men. But you'd ask one of those 300, they would say, I know nothing about the election. I haven't time to argue with you about that. I got to get over here to get at these Midianites. Now, if you'd gone to one of the 9,700 down on all fours, and you'd have said to them, did you know you're not elected? And they'd whine and say, yes, I'm always left out. But you see, they made the decision. Each one of them exercised his free will. God didn't interfere with one of them, far as their free will is concerned. And you know, you can argue about election and free will today, but my friend, Jesus Christ has offered to you, and it's a legitimate offer. It's a sincere offer from God, and he says, whosoever will may come, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Now, don't tell me that you can stand on the corner and argue about election right now. You can't. You can come if you want to come. Now, listen, if you don't come, I have news for you. You weren't elected. If you do come, I have good news for you. You were elected. And that's the way God moves, so that the responsibility was upon these men, you see. And these men got down on their knees like this. Now, I've heard something else, and I know there are a lot of Gideons listening to me. And I'd like for them to listen now very carefully, and a lot of folk in churches. I went and preached to a little church. I was invited out. I already had a little church, and it was a wonderful little church. But they called me and asked me if I wouldn't go and preach at another church for a Sunday morning, and I got one of the students to seminary to take my church that Sunday, so I went way out in the woods in Georgia to preach. And I came to this church, and I never shall forget, there's a dear lady there met me. She's one of the leading saints. And she said, oh, Brother McGee, we're so glad you've come, but all that we have here is just a little Gideon's band. May I say to you, oh, how wrong she was. They had the laziest bunch of saints that you can imagine. You know, Gideon's band, they just happened to be those that were on fire for God. They wanted to win a battle for God. They wanted to serve God. And that wasn't true in that little church. A great many people think because they are few in number, they happen to be a Gideon's band. The chances are they're a bunch of dead saints that don't compare to Gideon's band in any way that you want to look at them. Now, God's going to give this man Gideon his final lesson before he goes into battle. He says to him, and I'll drop down to verse 10, he says to him, But if thou fear to go down, go thou with Phurah, thy servant, down to the host, and thou shalt hear what they say. And afterward shall thine hands be strengthened to go down unto the host. Then went he down with Phurah, his servant, unto the outside of the armed men that were in the host. And the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the children of the east lay along in the valley like grasshoppers for multitude. And here we got the grasshoppers again. And their camels were without number as the sand by the seaside for multitude. And when Gideon was come, behold, there was a man that told a dream unto his fellow and said, Behold, I dreamed a dream, and lo, a cake of barley bread tumbled into the host of Midian and came unto a tent and smote it that it fell and overturned it that the tent lay along. And his fellow answered and said, This is nothing else save the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel. For into his hand hath God delivered Midian and all the hosts. And Gideon went down, you see, and eavesdropped. He went down at the edge of the camp, and he listened to these two soldiers talking. And they very frankly believed that God is going to deliver their hosts into the hands of Gideon. Now, God permitted him to hear that to encourage him. And I'm confident that it did encourage him.